The idea of sin was presented by the Reverend Richard Coles. The producer was Tom Alban and the reader was Robert Blythe. The series editor was Simon Elms and it was first broadcast in February.
This summer, dip in to the BBC Proms. Celebrate the golden age of the movies with John Wilson and his orchestra as they bring their signature style to some of Hollywood's greatest and most recognised themes. The BBC Proms, alive with music. The Hollywood Rhapsody Prom, Monday night at 7:30, live on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and now World on 3 with Lopa Qatari. Lopa, hello.
Hi, Jonathan. Thanks very much. It is a bank holiday weekend and, dare I say it, the weather does look good. We are going to have some rain, but what are your plans, Jonathan?
Well, I was planning to have a picnic in Hyde Park tomorrow before going to tomorrow evening's prom, but it looks like it'll be rain stop play, I'm afraid. But Sunday's looking good.
Sunday is looking good and there are lots of things to do. May I make a few suggestions, Jonathan?
Whoa, I'm not sure.
You can dress up in 50s gear and head off to the races for the retro weekend at Goodwood or go further back in time and join the Dragons and Knights for the Beaumaris Medieval Festival in Northwest Wales. Ooh. Leeds, Reading and Liverpool Fringe have all got music festivals going on. And the Fringe also continues in Edinburgh. And here in London, it is, of course, the time of year when the Notting Hill Carnival brings the party to the streets of West London. So lots of choice. And remember, plenty of time to do them in and to make your choices. So don't stress. I'm going to ease all of us into this long, lovely weekend ahead with a bit of this.
Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto aquí, canto en Habana. Y es como canto también, es canto y donde me peta. Ahora comenzó, comenzó por comenzar. A que primero comienza, primero ha de acabar. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Y hay de cantar a quien va y yo ya me sentir arriba. Para que diga miña, nadie y esa es miña filla. Yo se canto pa' joven, yo se canto pa' joven. Canto por la miña, joya y no por la de ningué. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Se me peta en la cabeza, canto de aquí a mañana.
Se me peta en la cabeza, canto de aquí a mañana.
Somos de Jaliza, somos, no nos podemos dejar.
Somos de Jaliza, somos, no nos podemos dejar.
Que nos conocen a fala y en un modo de cantar.
Que nos conocen a fala y en un modo de cantar.
Coro.
Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta. Canto aquí, canto en Habana, canto y donde me peta.
Porque a verdadeira tradición non emana do pasado, nin está no presente, nin se albisca no porvir, non é serva do tempo. A tradición é a alma eterna que vive no instinto popular e nas entrañas do chan. A tradición non é a historia, a tradición é a eternidade.
Soft Cuban rhythms from Galician singer Maria José Silvar, who goes by the name of Cez, and a song called Canto Aquí, Canto na Havana from her album Cocheño Destrazado, an album of 12 songs that could all stand out as pretty good singles, but slightly battle against each other when put together as an album. I'm Lopa Kotari, and this is World on Three. My guest on the programme tonight is Sam Amadon, an American folk singer who now lives in London and writes beautiful music. I've got lots of new releases for you, tributes to some great legends, and a mix of tunes varying from the dance, trance and funky to the downright idiosyncratic. And it doesn't get much more quirky and individual than this guy, Eugene Hutz of Gogol Bordello. They've just brought out their sixth album, the first in 3 years. It's called Pura Vida Conspiracy, and some reviewers say it's possibly his best yet. And it may well be. Eugene has pared back the in-your-face punk expressionism, which kind of makes it more listenable. This is My Gypsy Autopilot.
I came back to my hometown incognito to forget about it all. Suddenly I heard, hey there, Papito,
Pito, Pito.
You don't ever give a call. Remember me, we used to skip school together. Said to me, drunk girl, policeman. Now where have you been? I've been skipping school since then. Yeah, I've been watching trains swiftly rolling by. I've been jumping them without long goodbyes. To uncover rules of life and how to break them well. And a key to my gypsy autopilot and my story. Showed her my first song. Above the street were all them crazy dreamers. Still rising there.
goodbyes to uncommon rules of life and how to break them well. And the key to my gypsy autopilot and my story to tell. So, hey. Watching trains swiftly rolling by, one day you will be gone without long goodbyes to uncover rules of life and how to break them well. And a key to your gonzo turbo gypsy autopilot and your story to tell, story to tell.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boy. It's like a loop machine. Yeah, the drop of the beat. Get down with you. Drop of a hat, the drop of a rap, the drop of a beat you might have listened to and thought was fat.
We'll be right back.
catchy little tune there. German group Mad Manouche taking the train to New Orleans, the title of their latest album and a foray into electro swing. That track was Swing Mama, and I'll try and squeeze in another helping from them later on. Funnily enough, this next tune has a certain New Orleans feel about it. World Music Network have brought out a new rough guide, this time the rough guide to voodoo. And who better to include on it than the Gangbé Brass Band? They're a 10-strong brass ensemble from Benin, and their music is a mix of West African juju and traditional voodoo music with a bit of jazz. This is Segala, one of the tracks from their album Window that came out in 2004.
Segala mado wewe, segala mado wewe, boli kala mado wewe baipe.
Segala, segala mado wewe,
segala mado wewe, segala mado wewe, boli kala mado wewe baipe.
Segala, segala mado wewe,
abai bake tu bogba chana.
Sinha, no, 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 no perfecto se anda.
A da ta ta, a da ta ta, a da ta ta, perfecto sí.
Just the kind of thing that goes down well late into the night on a long, hot summer evening. Jamila's Secret from Danseau, a band where France and Mali meet. The group got together about 5 years ago in Paris. It's led by beatman Crazy Baldhead, a.k.a. Pierre-Antoine Grisson, who's also producer of the influential dance music label Ed Banger. And they create quite a compelling mix of the traditional with the new, which in this case means computer-generated soundscapes. Jamila's Secret is from their latest release called Enfila. It's their second, following on from their self-titled debut album Danseau that came out in 2010. You're listening to World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari. Still to come tonight, a session with folk singer and storyteller Sam Amadon. That's in about 8 minutes' time. Also, some Aussie kitsch and a bit of good old cowboy music. But first, here are two young women from Cape Verde, that beautiful island country off the coast of West Africa with a sound all of its own. Silzani lives on the island of São Vicente in the main city of Mindelo. She's been singing since she was about 12 years old, and she used to sing with a local success story, the group Cordas do Sol. So she's no stranger to the stage. Neusa, on the other hand, lives in the capital Praia on the main island on Santiago and reluctantly took up singing when her colleagues in the bar where she worked as a waitress encouraged her to pick up a mic and sing to an audience. We start with Silzani and Ninka Porsi.
José de Guira nasce violão, César Tetê nasce violão. noche bailó quimbanga y él hace violín. Yo ni ñango una violón. Totón y Titino no se acaba aquí. Hoy, Kiki con Sheba José de Guira no se violón. César Tete no se viol. Oh, que el tiempo canta de más. A mí se lembra ni un mar oficial. Taba de semana. Ni un beijo taba de cesar. Aria Natalia está corriendo azul. Banho mar oficial, tava de semana. Nho beija tava de acessar. Aurea Natália tá corre mazuca. Depois de baixo que ele serenata até madrugada. Nho ton titi tá catabessa. Oi, que ele tem catabé mas. Oi. Depois de baixo que ele serenata até madrugada. Nho ton titi tá catabessa. Oh, que el tiempo que te ve más. A mí se lembra ño mar oficial, taba ya se mona. Ño bella taba ya se sam. Aurea Natalia ta corre no azul. Oh, a mí se lembra ño mar oficial, taba ya se mona. Ño bella taba ya se sam. Aurea Natalia ta corre no azul.
The distinctive music of Cape Verde, brought to you by the reluctant singer Neosa, and Lembranza Antiga from her debut album Flor de Bila. And so to my guest in session tonight, Sam Amadon, soft-spoken and with a light touch. Here he is with As I Roved Out, accompanied by band member Chris Vatalaro on percussion.
Thank you. coming. That's always on some tune with danger. Oh, the green, green grass trampled underfoot will rise and bloom again, but love, it is a killing thing. Did you ever feel such pain?
The fabulous, enticing, intoxicating voice of Sam Amadon. Sam, very warm welcome to you.
Thank you for having me.
That song was As I Roved Out, right? It's a traditional song. Tell me where it came from.
It's an old folk song, like many of the ones that, you know, much of what I do is taking old folk songs and messing with them. And this one, there's many versions from over here in England and Ireland that are kind of slow and a little bit lugubrious. But I heard a recording of a friend of mine singing it in North Carolina. And I'm not sure where he got it, but he's singing it a cappella, but it had a little more, you know, wit and in there. And so we just took it a little further in that direction.
Tell me something about yourself, Sam. You were born in the States, of course. Vermont, was that?
Brattleboro, right? Vermont, yes.
You come from a folk singing family.
Yeah, my parents are great musicians, banjo players and fiddle music and accordion, all that stuff. And but, you know, they discovered it, you know, in their youth in Cambridge and were interested in all kinds of other stuff as well. But they performed a little bit, but they were much more committed to, like, the actual real use of folk music, which is as music for people to play. So they were much more teachers and leading singing and, you know, folk dancing and not as interested in performing in front of an audience.
And what brought you to London? I mean, you've been here in the UK, you've been living here for quite some
years.
Couple
years, yeah. Well, my wife is a great musician named Beth Orton, and we met when I was just traveling around, you know, playing shows. And yeah, eventually I realized I was living in London.
And tell me something about your banjo, because it looks as though it's really well used.
It is well used. It's not an old instrument. It was my high school graduation present, and it's made by a guy named Bart Ryder, who's, you know, one, just a living, you know, banjo maker. But I don't treat it terribly well.
It's been well used, fraying a bit at the edges. And your style of banjo playing, is that what they call clawhammer?
Exactly. It's clawhammer, which is like the original sort of African-derived style of playing the banjo.
Why is it, Sam, that you focus on reworking traditional songs rather?
It kind of happened by accident. You know, I love, obviously, you know, like tons of different kinds of music, and I'm interested in improvising with other people and, you know, just different kinds of music. And I love to sing, but I'm not really a songwriter or that interested in songwriting in terms of like writing lyrics or, you know, and when I listen to music, I listen to jazz or improvised music or fiddle players. You know, I'm not like and so the singing is sort of like an unconscious thing. And I've just found that it's a great, you know, platform for creativity, you know, and it's especially a great platform for collaboration for me to get to play with musicians like Chris, who's playing drums right here, or, you know, Nico Muley, who's done arrangements on, you know, all these different musicians that I've gotten to work with, you know, through bringing my versions of these songs to them.
So what's the next song you're going to sing for us?
We'll do one called, we'll do Bright Sunny South, which is the name of the album.
In the bright sunny south in peace, These days of my boyhood I scarcely have spent, from the deep flowing spring to the broad flowing stream, ever dear to my memory, sweeter is my dream.
Lonesome folk music, bright sunny south from Sam Amadon. More laid-back chat with Sam in the second half of that session, coming up later on in the programme. Well, I think it's about time for some Aussie kitsch, don't you? The Bombay Royale gave everyone at WOMAD this year a crash course in Bollywood moves and a reminder of how much fun synchronised dancing really can be. This was Village People meets James Bond meets women in saris running around trees in love. They played on the Charlie Gillett stage and they had the sun-seeking, hot and sweaty crowd working up even more of a sweat and loving it, yours truly included. What memories. This is Mahendra Death Ride from their debut album, You, Me, Bullets, Love.
Oh.
Foot-tapping stuff. Doug Jernigan, a pedal steel guitarist and a man who was inducted into the Steel Guitar Hall of Fame in 1994, playing a tune by Buddy Emmons, a man referred to by many as the world's foremost steel guitarist. It's from the Big E, a salute to Buddy Emmons, put together by Grammy Award-winning producer Steve Fischel as a tribute to the Big E himself. And in the middle there, Zimbabwe's rising stars Mukumba. Their name means vibrant, and they totally were when they played on the main stage at WOMAD this year. Just brilliant. The Radio 3 team recorded that performance, and in a few weeks' time, you can hear it on this programme. Another song now from Donso, who I hope are going to be touring the UK sometime soon. It's called Mantiaba, which is also, in fact, the name of the woman who's singing on it.
Yeah. Aires.
Sentado al borde de tu vida, de tu vida que es tan rara, de tu vida que es tan rara como la mía. Igual que aquel escritor, tachando y entre remiendos, tachando y entre remiendos, cada día en borrador. Se aprende y no hay otra opción, mientras lo vamos haciendo. Raro es el día que se termina y esta noche que nos aguanta. Rara tu boca sobre la mía, rara las horas que se nos pianta. Es raro el ruido del tiempo, del tiempo sobre estos pasos. Raro es el frío del centro cuando lo aprieta tu abrazo.
Ey, se agacha el cuore cuando sueño solo, con tutti i soldi che mi parrano. E dentro il cuore come voodoo, e nate volte compassano. Ca, sei tu un zicca, tutta è nata se puoi care. Voto mentre gira ma rivoto, intanto piglia male. Mi piglia satisate, scrivi in capo e vecciate. Dire pensieri no cielo, caro non terra scricchiati. Sminnati, sediati, io pittia tu per mia arroccati.
Raro es el día que se termina y estas copas que no se acaban. Rara tu boca sobre la mía, rara las horas que se nos piantan. Es raro el ruido del tiempo, del tiempo sobre estos pasos. Raro es el frío del centro cuando no aprieta tu abrazo.
A tu bocca che mi vasa come fossa casa, tutto è strano, pare via ma mi sfasa. Ma poi ripenso al fatto che tu mi volevi cambiare, perché in realtà non ti fregava niente di me. E questo è male in tutto il mondo universale, e io sei chi so a raro, otro sai resso tell you man.
Raro es el día que se termina y esta noche que nos aguanta. Rara tu boca sobre la mía, rara la vida que se nos pianta. Es raro el ruido del tiempo cuando golpea estos pasos. Raro es el frío del centro cuando no aprieta.
Otro sabioso te lumen
cuando no aprieta tu abrazo.
A song called Raro, slow, measured, irresistible Nuevo Tango from Argentina's Otros Aires on their album Otros Aires 4 that continues the legacy of tango's revolutionary Astor Piazzolla. Some of you might have noticed that the rapper is talking in Sicilian rather than Spanish. Well, Othello Man is his stage name, and he's actually the owner of a small hostel in Palermo who the band met and who turned out to be a pretty good rapper. Now, for some more music and casual chat with one of the most original cover artists I've ever come across, my guest tonight, Sam Amadon.
Are there anybody here like Maria? We've been called to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like Mary? A weep and call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God. Are there anybody here like jailers? A trembling call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like jailers at trembling call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh? Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God. Jailers a trembling call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like jailers a trembling call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh? Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory be. Glory be. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory,
Sam Amadon, a man whose music elicits poetry from his critics. And Sam, I've got to read this to you because it says Sam Amadon has burnt everything to the ground. It smells good now that the rain has come. I can see the tips of blades rising.
That's very poetic.
Very poetic. That's a quote from Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. Do you play with them at all, Sam?
No, I love their music. Rob does, actually, who was just shredding on the fiddle a second ago. But they have me open for them for a few shows in Portugal and Spain last summer. It was super fun.
Tell me something about that song, Weeping Mary.
That is an old shape note song, which is like a 200-year-old tradition that started in New England of tavern keepers and farmers and untrained musicians writing crazy four-part choral music. The term just refers to shapes written on paper as a way of helping people learn to read music. But it was this thing that people did. It was sort of in the Puritan era, harmony was considered a little bit potentially sinful. So they got bored singing music in church. But if you went to sing a murder ballad at the, you know, at the pub, you'd just be like kicked out of your whole community. So what people did is they took the melodies of murder ballads and they changed them to hymn words and then harmonized it. So it was kind of like this subversive way of having your cake and eating it. People sing it never in church. It's always a social tradition. And it's maybe 30 people in somebody's living room, you know, singing at the top of their lungs, facing the center. So it's something that happened once a month when I was growing up.
Do you spend a lot of time researching for music?
I'm not like a musicologist, and it's not quite researching. It's more like just the bits from growing up playing it, or not from growing up playing it, but from listening to recordings of musicians I love. And it's less of a research thing and more of like for me, I'm not so worried about preserving the tradition or any of that kind of stuff. Like it's alive and well, you know, there's tons of people playing folk music all over the place. It's more just that, you know, some of these recordings of folk singers where I learned the songs from, Doc Boggs or the Shape Note Music or Fiddle. It's just some of my favorite musicians. Like I'd listen to them and then go listen to Miles Davis, whatever. You know, it's like, it's all, they're just great musicians.
Now tell me something about your latest album. I mean, we ended the last set with Bright Sunny South, which is the title track. Tell me something about how that album came about.
I've been here in England and I worked on the musical in a pretty solitary place because when I first came here, I didn't necessarily know that many people. So in London, you know, it's kind of like a quiet, where we are, it's a little bit quieter than where I was, which was New York and the chaos of, you know, all that stuff. And so I kind of made a bit more solitary record, but still very collaborative. You know, Chris plays drums, Thomas Bartlett, who's one of my best friends since I was a little kid, you know, played keyboards and stuff.
So how did you get Jerry Boyce, the great Jerry Boyce, produce the album for you?
That was, I knew that I wanted somebody to record it in a very unadorned kind of way. And I really loved the way he recorded those recent Ali Farka Touré, Tumani Diabete, those duo records where it's like there's so few elements, but you feel like you're in like a whole world of sound. And And then, of course, he did a lot of this, some of my favorite musicians from the 70s, Martin Carthy, a lot of that kind of. And I just love the kind of unadorned, raw way he had of recording things.
So do you think that there's quite a bit of London in this album?
One thing that's funny is that growing up, you know, I listened to folk music, but it always just meant fiddle players or banjo players. Like, I hated anybody singing and playing an acoustic guitar. It was a weird prejudice, like a fiddle-based prejudice against that kind of thing. And I'd rather either listen to, like, Jimi Hendrix or jazz or something super hardcore Appalachian. So it's only sort of since, like, coming here and that I've learned about, like, I didn't know who John Martin was growing up, for example, you know, and that's incredible music that's super inspiring since I've heard it recently. And being, you know, and sort of here and having a little more sense of, you know, Bert Jansch and Martin Carthy, and like a lot of that was through Beth, you know, from Beth learning about that. And so, yeah, the album maybe shows a lot of that influence, I don't know.
Did you study music formally, Sam, or has it been a very sort of just oral
Bits and pieces, you know, I mean, I took violin lessons a little bit as a kid, and I studied with a dude named Leroy Jenkins, who's like a free jazz guy in Brooklyn when I was first came to New York, just like to try and learn about improvising and get me out of my head as far as that goes, and that was fantastic.
So what's the last tune you're going to play for us?
We'll do one called Short Life.
And is this one that Rob knows?
We'll see.
We'll see.
He'd better. It means he hasn't listened to my album if he hasn't.
You're on the spot, Rob. Sam, thanks very much.
Short life of trouble, a few more days of woe. Short life of trouble, a few more days, a few more days. It's been some time ago. Promised you would marry me, standing on the ballroom floor. A short life of trouble, a few more days, a few more days. See the train a-coming, coming by the station now. I'd rather be dead or in my grave and to see my darling go. Short life of trouble, a few more days, a few more days. Short life of trouble.
A beautiful ballad of languid simplicity. Sam Amadon, accompanied by Chris Vatalaro on percussion and keys and piano, and joined by friend and fellow intrepid musician Rob Moose, who popped into the studio to say hello with his fiddle and made it up as he went along. How wonderful. Next week, my guests in the studio are London-based bluegrass collective Wagon Tales, and they're made up of some of the UK's finest acoustic musicians. Amongst them, they've played with Dr. John, Dub Colossus, to mention Crystal Warren and Mumford and Sons, to name but a few. It promises to be quite a fun evening, so do join me if you can. Delata is a group led by multi-instrumentalist and lover of African Brazilian music Chris Frank and jazz soul DJ Patrick Forge. In October, they're bringing out an album called Fabiola, their first in 10 years, and it has a cast that includes some of the great young talents around, such as Cape Verde's Mayra Andrade, Malian kora player Diabel Sissoko, who's made the Cornish coast his home, Britain's jazz saxophonist Jason Yard, and Brazil's Luisa Maita. Here's a taste of what's on the album. It's Luisa Maita and a song called Um Amor a Mais, One More Love, sultry electro-funk.
Jurei não mais amar. changing, moving through the scenes of time. A spiraling journey from a frame of mind. Trust me, these are the days. Chosen steps we shall make.
Soulful stuff, AMJ. Andy Clark, Mark Spence and John Hollis, a London collective with a love of reggae and a network of musical friends who span the globe. Sign of the Times is from their album Sign, and that version was remixed by Bristol DJ Rob Smith. If you want to know details of the music I'm playing tonight, don't worry about sitting there with a pen and paper. It's all online. Just go to the BBC website, and on the Radio 3 World on 3 page, we've put up the playlist for you, album listings and all. Gordy McKeeman and his Rhythm Boys come from Prince Edward Island off Canada's eastern seaboard, and they love good old country music. They're going to be live on the Mark Radcliffe Folk Show next weekend, followed by an all-singing, all-dancing tour of the UK through September, starting in Wallingford in Oxfordshire on the 30th of August and ending up in Ramsbottom, Lancashire on the 15th of September, having gone via the Isle of Man and a host of other places along the way. Here they are with Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Guys are the only thing to guide you is the evening star. The roughest, the toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Joe got his name from singing to all the cows and the sheep, and every night they say he sings his herd to sleep in a great voice so rich and deep. He's crooning soft and low, he always sings ragging music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in a saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and it's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater how they run. Tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Would start a war. Wise men know his 44 makes men dance more fair. He always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in a saddle. Peter, how they run when they hear the fella's gun, and all the western folks all know that he's a highfalutin' rootin' tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. That he's a highfalutin' rootin' tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Thank you.
sabrosón, un tabaquito con ron, con ron.
Pura mi mulata,
para mi mamita que me quite mi bombón.
Un tabaquito con ron, con ron.
Para mi mamita que me quite mi bombón.
Un tabaquito con ron, con ron.
Pura mi mulata,
tengo mi bombón y sabrosón.
Un tabaquito con ron, con ron.
Pura mi mulata,
para mi mamita que me quite mi bombón.
Timba, timba, another helping from German music schizophrenics, Mad Manouche. Now for a trio of legends, starting with Argentina's Mercedes Sosa, who became known as the voice of the voiceless ones, the silent majority, because she sang about human rights and social injustice in Argentina during the military juntas of the mid-70s. It was a form of music that became known as Nuevo Canción, protest music. I remember seeing Mercedes Sosa at the Royal Festival Hall around 1990, I think it was. And she was amazing, such a powerful and beautiful voice, a huge presence on stage. Well, this month, Milan Music has re-released her first album, La Voz de la Zafra, that came out in 1961. She sounds so young, and yet, as in this song, Nocturna, you can hear that passion that made her such an incredible voice.
Tú junto al amor que nos separa, llenas mi dulce guitarra. Duerme la noche nombrando el amor. ¿Cómo cantar mi canción tan lejana? ¿Cómo llevar el adiós sin nostalgia? Si solo la soledad habita mi corazón. Me quiebra de olvido el amor. Tu mágica flor de la esperanza naces de un solo silencio, lejana y extraña. Como esta canción lleva mi voz en tu voz triste y suave. Búscame siempre en tu adiós esperando. Si solo la soledad habita tu corazón, cuando la ausencia te quiebre de olvido la
Mayarí.
Cuatro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí. Papita, yo no lo puedo evitar. Cuando Juanita y Chan Chan en el mar servían arena, como sacudí el jibe, a Chan Chan le daba pena. Limpia el camino de pajas que yo me quiero sentar en aquel tronco que veo y así no puedo llegar. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí. Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí.
This summer I did the bad. in Waterloo. At the latter I was informal. At the former I wore my suit. I wore my swimming suit.
Watch for it, son.
Three tracks there, all from artists who made their mark on the world and left behind an extraordinary legacy of music. Argentina's Mercedes Sosa, Cuba's Compay Segundo and Chan Chan, a track that that brought him and the other members of the Buena Vista Social Club to the attention of the world. And finally, Swimming Song, sung by Jimmy Fallon from a double CD celebrating the works of one of Canada's foremost folk singers, Kate McGarrigle, who came from an extraordinary family of musicians and left behind a similarly extraordinary family of musicians. Last night, I was at the Royal Albert Hall for the World Roots Prom, showcasing the talent of young 18-year-old London-based Azeri singer Fidan Hajieva, where she joined her mentor, the master Mughal singer Gochak Askarov, on stage. That was fabulous, but also part of the evening was a performance by Mali's leading blues band, none other than Baseku Kuyeti and Ngoni Ba. It was a wonderful night. So for all of you who didn't make it to the Royal Albert Hall, here's Kensogni, featuring the Malian fiddle player and singer Zumana Tereta from Baseku's last album, Jamako. A wonderful album and one that I'm happy to play at the slightest excuse.
Thank you.
We've got the sun to thank. We got the sun to thank. We've got the sun to
Oregon's Laura Veers and Sun Song, taken from her latest album, Warp and Weft. She's due to be performing in the UK this November, so do check for details online. And before that was a tune to get you in the mood for carnival this weekend. Modern Sound Quintet, led by Trinidadian steel pan player Rudy Smith. Well, there's time to squeeze in one final tune. It's from the Garifuna Collective. Some of you might remember a fantastic album called Watina that hit the music world about 6 years ago. It brought the sounds and traditions of the Garifuna people to the world, and in doing so, injected renewed vigour and pride into their community. Andy Palacio found himself increasingly playing the part of the group's frontman. Well, sadly, he died just a year after the record's release. And though it's taken some time for the group to recover from their loss, I'm glad to say that all their past work and efforts have not been lost or wasted. Their new album, Ayo, meaning goodbye, comes out next month. So until next week, enjoy the long weekend ahead. Here's the Garifuna Collective and Seremi Buguya. Thanks to you.
Chikagubarige aluge nara nigura bagiri budu la buwe niye. Woman, she got nobody gay. I look at that, I need Buddha. Bagiri Budu, La Buoven, La Buoven, I'm not afraid to die.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. This music has its origins in an unlikely meeting in Richard Strauss's Bavarian villa at the end of the Second World War between Strauss and a young American soldier. That soldier, when not a soldier, the oboist John DeLancey. And he was bold enough to ask if the composer of such beautiful oboe solos as the ones in Don Juan and Don Quixote had ever thought of writing an oboe concerto. The answer was no. Then, from a newspaper cutting, DeLancey read about a Strauss concerto whose score had the words on it, inspired by an American soldier. Well, the oboist here, Lukáš Pavlíček, with Ondřej Lenart conducting the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra.